Welcome to the cultivated home of Grace for Fire. I know this used to be the home of Number 5 Avenue or Walk and Talk with Shay, but I just didn't have a vision to keep it going. I started with a great idea and it was taking up a lot of energy and I didn't plan it well. So now, as I've grown into a more sincere individual, I want to share these new experiences of life with you. Grace for Fire Productions podcast is a multifaceted vision. Part of my legacy is reaching out to young people, and this podcast, of course, is to touch anyone that is listening. But I specifically pray that God will use it to touch the hearts of young people everywhere. Grace for Fire Productions is also going to be a production label, as I plan to assist young people in getting their messages heard. A video production will soon be in the works, so keep an ear out for that in the near future. Grace for Fire's layout on the podcast may vary from time to time, so be sure to tune in every week to see what is new. I hope that you enjoy growing with Grace for Fire. Please stay tuned for our first episode, Try Again. We live in a world that is prone to quitting when things get hard. Brother, sister, it is time to rise up. We're cultivating to be firewalkers. Will you stand with me? Let go. Let's go. Walk forward. Welcome to the Grace for Fire Productions podcast, where it's getting real and the fire's hot, y'all. I know it sounds backwards, but I invite you to step closer to the fire. We're going to kick off our first episode with a well-known quote, and do say it with me. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And again, one more time. If at first you don't succeed, try again. This is first accredited to Thomas H. Palmer. And let's go ahead and break this down. I know it's the stigma, it's the choice, it's the mindset of trying new things, and it's sometimes it's hard to get out there and do it, and then you fail, and you criticize yourself into oblivion. You don't try it again, you don't pick it up, you don't open it up out of fear. But if you keep trying, if you keep moving forward, you'll actually get to your goals, and you actually might get to somewhere new, somewhere that you never even imagined. What value are you cultivating in your life if you're not competing to be better than who you were the day before? Paul says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." This is Philippians 3:14. And if you're not striving for something, you'll fall for anything. What are you striving to achieve, both in your spiritual life and in your natural life? Who do you want to become? There's nothing wrong with choosing a hero or a figure or a mentor to look up to and to run with everything you've got to try to do what they're doing and to do better than what they're doing. And if you're not trying, what is the purpose of your life? So what we're going to do here, and I know we're dealing with fire, so again, there might be some uncomfortable things, but know that there's always enough grace to walk through the fire. There's always going to be a beautiful treasure at the end if you do choose to walk through the fire. So our thought today is this. I want you to think of and name one place in your life where you know that God provided grace for your fire. What is something that God helped you through, or he helped you overcome? And I'll go first, because I'll never ask you to do something that I haven't thought of or gone through or done myself. So I can definitely say that I have seen grace for fire in overcoming some very strong fear in my life. I overthought everything. I was the typical analysis paralysis person. I would literally sit there and think myself into anxiety. Hard to believe to some, maybe not, but it was crippling. And I began to just pray, and I believe God opened my heart up to believing that he could overcome those things in my life. So I really, every time I would think of something worrisome, or every time I would become overwhelmed with something that was huge to me in my life, I just started giving it to him, little by little, prayer by prayer, breaking it down and admitting that I was afraid, that I was fearful to him, to the things that I wanted to change in my life, but they seemed like they were so insurmountable. I just began giving those to him, and he began to show up in ways that I cannot even begin to describe to you. But I know that the belief that he could do it is where that all began. So if you want change, if you want to become that person that you've been dreaming to become all your life, the first step to that is laying yourself down and trusting the only one who knows you better than you to help you do it. So you've got to try and try and try again. Keep getting up, keep trusting him, and knowing that he can help you, that he will help you. A friend once said that, and it just stuck with me. Not just that God can do, but God can and will do. He is the provider of all that we need. So are you going to stand up and let him guide you through the fire? Are you going to be a fire walker? Or are you going to leave me here by myself? That's just not fair. Come on. Come help me. I'll help you. I'll go ahead and share another thing that I overcame just recently. So some friends and I just went on a trip, and we went, some of us anyways, let me speak for myself, saw snow for the first time. Really cool. And a bucket list item that I had was to go snowboarding. Mind you, I am a girl who does love fun things, but I did have to get over a fear of heights once in my life, so I was a bit nervous about sliding on some icy mess and possibly hurting myself on a contraption that I had never before seen in my life. So, brave me decided to rent that snowboard and not take lessons. So while my friends all decided to ski and set off together, I had to ride up to this mountain by myself, strapped to a snowboard that I had never handled, and try to snowboard down this bunny slope. When I tell you that I was scared, this Florida girl was scared. But I knew that I had to try. So I got it on there, and it took me about 10 minutes just sitting there talking myself into it. But I got up and I fell my way down the mountain. Oh my goodness, it was a mess, but I did it. And if you were talking to this same girl 3 years ago, I never ever would have tried to do something like that by myself. And I don't believe that I was by myself. Even though it was a recreational thing, I believe it was a victory for me, trusting God, trusting myself, loving myself enough to try something new, and not paying attention to the fears, not completely unrooted, but fears that'll keep you in the same spots for your whole life. Do we have time for that? Do we really have time for that? I don't want to be stuck in the same spot in my life, not even a year from now, not 3 months from now. So if I don't look at and address my fears, I'll never get to somewhere new. So for me, that was a huge victory. And by lunchtime, I was completely wiped out of energy and of being brave. And I just sat at the bottom of the mountain and just enjoyed everybody else. But I can still say that I did it. That jump to do something completely out of my comfort zone, I believe, was a testament to the cleansing, washing, courageousness of God's love and grace through fire. You've got to be brave enough to do things by yourself, and you can't rely always on who you think you might have around you or anything that you can fall back on. You've got to be brave enough to stand up on your own and say, how can I fix this? What can I do to make the outcome different than it was before? Are you brave enough? I believe you are. So I just wanted to encourage you, to let you know that it's possible. And I'll leave you with a few things here. First song that came to mind was by Mary Mary, I Just Can't Give Up Now. Go take a listen. It's really encouraging. And I just wanted to also share a last thought. Is it 5 minutes or is it 5 hours? So anything that happens to you, any fear that comes up in your mind, are you going to let it overcome you for 5 minutes? Or are you going to overcome that? Or are you going to let it overcome you in 5 hours? How are you going to handle this? You've got a choice. You can either write it out, talk it out, look for help, or it can ruin your day. What do you want? What do you want? I really hope it's to try again. So my challenge to you is to just start. Write down, share it with a friend, or message me at GFF Productions on Instagram. Just start. Send me just one thing, one small goal that you're gonna do this week. Give me a date, give me a time. Let's do this. Let me know what you're gonna do. This is just one small thing that you can be brave enough to start. Are you a firewalker? I guess we'll see. Thanks for attending the Cultivation of Grace for Fire Productions. I truly believe that with these positive implementations, your life will improve from here. Listen to the podcast as many times as you want, and I encourage you to share it with as many friends as possible. Reach out to me at GFF Productions on Instagram and tag your proof of accepted challenges with hashtag Firewalker or hashtag Cultivation Station. It's been good, friend. Let's grow and let's go.